morning. All this week, following Easter, we're celebrating the rising of Jesus from the dead. He rose on the third day after being crucified on a cross. This is the very heart of the Christian faith. No resurrection, no nothing as far as Christians are concerned. The core Christian belief is that Almighty God, the immortal, invisible, God only wise, came down to earth at Christmas to a stable in Bethlehem, to a carpenter shop in Nazareth, and then died at 33 on a cross, on the rubbish tip. Wow. You can see how Cleopas and his friend, two of Jesus' disciples, must have been totally shattered and bewildered and confused as they set off homewards to a village called Emmaus, 7 miles away. How could God die? How could God die on a cursed cross? The Bible says cursed is anyone who dies on a cross. How could God get crucified because he was found guilty of blasphemy, of claiming to be God? They walked with heavy hearts, with chins drooping into their chests. The sun was setting in front of them and the shadows lengthening behind them. And that was just how they felt, gloom and doom, darkness and despair. They tried to understand, but they just couldn't. The future looked dark and gloomy. The light of their life, the light of the world, had gone out. But as they trudged wearily homewards, a stranger sidled up alongside them and engaged them in conversation. It was the risen Jesus himself, specially appearing for these two disciples. But they didn't recognize him. Maybe they were too busy with their grief. Maybe they were dazzled by the setting sun in their eyes. Maybe they were just not expecting him. Anyway, imperceptibly, Jesus begins to touch their broken hearts and starts to put them together again. It was only when they arrived home in Emmaus that they broke bread together with Jesus, and then they eventually recognized him. The risen Jesus is still alive and kicking, still sidling up to confused and bewildered people, still revealing himself gradually, and still having the same effect on people. Cleopas and his friend exclaimed, "Did not our hearts burn within us when he spoke to us and when we broke bread together?" They immediately turned round, and they ran back the 7 miles to tell the other disciples the good news. Their sunset was now a sunrise, their sighing singing, their sadness gladness.